This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877 DOCDALI. Well, happy Martin Luther King Day. It's times like this where you wish Dr. Martin Luther King was here. You know, boy, could we have used his charisma, his intelligence, his love, his strength, his, you know, willingness to unify and, the civil rights movement progressed with such leaps and bounds thanks to the workings and the unselfishness and the heroics made by Dr. Martin Luther King. That it's a shame that we don't have somebody of that stature here today that can help us, you know, help pull us through what's been going on over the last decade. You know, I look at some of his quotes here. One from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. Right? And then he goes, we have before us the glorious opportunity to inject a new division of love into the veins of our civilization, which I think a lot of us could agree. Would rather have a little bit more love than hate right now. He said darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate can't drive out hate. Only love could do that. And, you know, as we observe his legacy today, you know, and we look at these quotes and we, you know, see the brilliance of a man who, you know, understood what, you know, you can't, you know, as a medical provider, you know, sometimes you have to cut to heal. But, you know, the goal to heal, the goal, and I think he appreciated that. I know he did. And, you know, I just hope that this next decade, as even though we're kind of mid-decade, but, you know, our next 8 to 10 years, all right, will be one of great unity, great strength, great prosperity. And I'm really looking forward to January 20th. I think it's going to be a very, very exciting time. I'm optimistic about our future. I am. Maybe not the economic future. I'm really nervous about these robots. All right, but I am optimistic about us being able to kind of calm things down. I'm not optimistic about what's going on with the Super Bowl because obviously my Dallas Cowboys lost, right, to Green Bay yesterday. That was rough. But, you know, kudos to the whole Dallas Cowboys team. Jason Garrett did an amazing job this season. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Witten, Bryant, Beasley, Butler, you know, these guys, they work their tails off. And I thought Dallas, for those of you that didn't see the game, Aaron Rodgers, who is a football god, okay, I get that, okay? And maybe he doesn't look like Tom Brady, but he still is a football god. Just really caused one hell of an upset first quarter. I think we were at 3 points after a field kick, and they were already up at 21. And Dallas was able to bring it to a tie game up until the last few seconds until Green Bay could kick their winning field goal. And, yeah, there was a lot of bull crap going on, right? You know, like, Aaron Rodgers, you know, counting people on the field and then quickly getting to the line of scrimmage and having them, you know, hike the ball such that he could, you know, call foul. All right, a penalty, you know, that was kind of BS. But I also think it's kind of BS when you call a timeout right as a field kicker makes his 52 field goal attempt kick. So I get it. Both sides kind of, you know, played their games. But it was a phenomenal game. And seeing the Cowboys do as well this season, wow. So I just had to say that. And I don't know who I'm rooting for. I mean, I love the Patriots. I think Tom Brady is phenomenal. I have been a fan of Aaron Rodgers until now. I need to see the Packers go down. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? We got a lot to talk about. All right. So this woman who had died in Reno that we talked about last week of antibiotic infection that nothing could cure, all right, and why we're scared, all right, there are a lot of things in the work now which I have said, okay, what we need to do is go beyond antibiotics. There are a lot of things in the works, and I will tell you about some of those studies. So, you know, all hope may not be lost. They have found that eating spicy food can actually help you live longer. Now, this is not the first time we've discussed this on the show. The capsaicin in spicy food apparently has a lot of good factors to it. And what it could do to the body could help us fight cancer, help us fight heart disease, stroke. So that's some pretty exciting stuff. We're going to talk about that. I'll tell you how much spicy food you need to eat. Menopause. Why does menopause exist in evolution? Now, we know why. You know, at some point, you know, a woman is too old to give birth and her progeny could have birth defects. But they found another reason why. They don't want, in nature, older females to become a sexual threat to their daughters and to compete out their daughters for men. Now, you know, my mom, you know, has been single now, right? She's out there on the single scene. If my husband ever left me, I would literally be competing for guys with my mom. But for some reason, menopause hasn't stopped her, and it probably wouldn't stop me either. If you want to live longer, not only eating spicy food will help, but they said avoid having sex. They say nuns have stronger immune systems to vulnerable infections. It's very, very interesting. And should you tip your doctor? It sounds like since Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act changed things, where people lost access to their doctor, people did not want to wait months to be seen, a new trend has surfaced where people are actually giving their doctors, not the pharmaceutical companies, but the patients are giving their doctors gifts. You know, I even saw that in the last couple of years of practice. People would buy pizza for the staff. They'd bring bagels. They'd bring donuts for my staff. And I'm like, this is a real smart cookie. So, should you tip your doctor? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Nathan, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So let's talk about advertising. Should doctors advertise and woo patients? Should patients woo doctors? I've never liked that term, woo, you know? So, Dahlia, when Corey met you, did he woo you? That's none of your gosh darn business. I know. I mean, woo, it's a very, very strange term, wooing. It's going to be also strange when we talk about how our mothers could be competing with us for men out there, right? Yet, dads could compete with their sons, and it's not a big deal. But the women can't compete with each other. We'll talk about that later. That's very fascinating to me. All right? Us cougars out there. I'm not a cougar. I've been married. I've been married 20 years. 20 years with my husband. 20 long, long years. All right, let's go back to doctors and advertising. All right. They say, according to Fox News, Dr. Paul Jared Frank, an Upper East Side dermatologist, has received an imperial bottle of Opus 1 wine, which could retail for more than $5,000 from a grateful patient, and was offered a trip via NetJets to Miami from another. Even his sister Anne, who is in charge of appointment scheduling, is also on the receiving end of gifts. Nobody and none of my patients ever got me anything like that. You know what? But I probably wouldn't accept it either. You know, I thought there was some sort of ethics in my, I don't really know the law, but I just thought you're really not supposed to accept anything like that. I've had people buy me gifts and I'm like, I really can't accept it. But what I would do is put it on display. You know, so people could see, like, if people bought statues or whatever. One of my patients mined in this mine a few hundred miles from, you know, where we live, and he brought some of the stalactites and rocks, so I put them out there on display. You know, but I never took anything home that a patient got me, because, again, it's one of those things where, unless it was chocolate, then, sorry, guys, I brought home the chocolate. Dr. Frank said, if you need an appointment or extra care, she is the one to go to. One woman from Jordan gave her a pair of diamond earrings. He added, we don't accept gifts in return for service, but if someone wants to show appreciation, there's nothing wrong with that. And he's right about that. You can show appreciation. I don't want people to think that they will be treated better if they give gifts. It's just appreciation for making them feel special, and I'm always pleasantly shocked. Now, I don't blame this guy, okay, for liking the gifts, okay, and for accepting them, because, you know, we doctors are kind of pooped on a lot, okay? You know, where's my prescription? I just want a Z-Pack. I don't even want you to examine me. Why do I have to pay a copay? How come my insurance? I pay my insurance. I don't have to pay you. Yeah, and you know, after a while, we doctors get fed up. However, I do not like, okay, and mind you, I've been in the, you know, I've waited tables, and I've, you know, I've been in the food service industry. I don't like making a business tip dependent if we don't have to. And it looks like we may be going towards that. Okay? Now, I understand doctors years ago had to compete for your service and for your patronage and, you know, for your dollars. Right. Then there was such a doctor shortage that we didn't know what to do with patients. We had too many. I never, very luckily, ever had to advertise for patients. Now, maybe it's because later I was on radio, but I never had. I've always lived in an area where we were so underserved with patients that I just never had to ask, you know, I don't know, for marketing help. Okay, so maybe I'm blessed that way. And it was just because from the year 2000 to the year 2007, 2008, it was a pretty good economy. It was a great economy. So I didn't have to ask for patients. And then once 2008 kicked in, we dropped down to a third of our income, but we still had the same number of patients. So, you know, yes, it would have been nice to get more healthcare dollars, but we all know what happened there. All right, so advertising. Obviously, many doctors have had to, physicians have had to be, in the past, pretty creative, you know, signs, jingles, things like that. Lately, we haven't had to deal with that. But now the tables are turned, and patients are now competing with other patients on how to get in with the medical provider. And we don't want that scenario. I remember how we talked about how many doctor's offices, right, prefer the better paying insurance than the, you know, Medicaid or Medicare. And so there'd be these little, I don't want to call them sting operations, but you'd have reporters call up medical offices and go, hi, you know, I have, Medicaid. Can I get in today? No, we don't have an appointment for 2 months. All right. Then somebody else would call, all right, different voice. You know, hi, I have Blue Cross Blue Shield. Yes, we could fit you in today, too. Okay, we don't want that. We don't want it to be where the better the insurance or the more money you have, the easier it is to get in with the medical provider. We don't want to have that sort of system. We also don't want a system where, you know, whoever tips seems to get the most attention. We don't want that. Now, be very careful about tipping or giving gifts to your medical provider, because one thing we doctors do not like is to be bought. Okay? I can't stand patients coming in saying, look, this is what I want. You're going to do it my way, because I'm going to get out. Okay? I'm the doctor. I'm the one that had to borrow thousands and thousands of dollars and go through years and years and hours of training and sacrifice of training just for you to come in and say, I have to give you a Z-Pack? Oh, hell to the no. Get out. So it could work the other way, where you think, you know, and it's very interesting when people who are the quote-unquote stereotypical drug seekers are the ones who are asking for 360 pills of narcotics, you know, and doctor shopping. One thing they do is they're very complimentary. Or they bring something. Or they, you know, bring a gift. Okay, we doctors are on to that. We medical providers are you know, savvy. So be careful. Because whenever you do bring a gift, okay, we start to get concerned. Our spidey sense starts to rise. All right, but let's say the medical provider has taken care of you and your family now and done a damn good job. Right, and you want to show some appreciation. Absolutely. I think that's very cool. You know, and I think your medical provider needs that. So many doctors say to heck with it. You know, one time I told you this. The one time I started to get fed up was there was a patient who decided to complain to the medical board. And the medical board thought it was such, it was ridiculous that they threw out the case. But the patient was upset that I didn't give them a medication that they wanted. And the fact that they turned on me like that, when I explained to them what the methodology was, there was a medication that I thought would be better for them. You know, I went through all the, you know, education with them and the plan, you know, and they seemed to understand and, you know, do no harm, et cetera. But they wanted that medication, so they tried to tell the medical board that I wasn't listening, I was closed-minded, whatever. And the medical board saw the, you know, the documentation of, you know, how we arrived to that conclusion, et cetera. And they were like, you're fine. But I was so mad that a patient turned on me. So I called my friend up, who always cheers me up, and I told you about this, where, you know, I like, look, I just, this is ridiculous. You know, I don't want to get burned out. I'm not saying I'm burned out, but how do you keep going when, you know, people try to stab you in the back? And he's like, look, Dahlia, I'm like the worst person to ask right now because I have a box in one hand because I had to close up my office after I got sued. I'll tell you about my lawsuit later, but right now I got to go because we're moving out today. And I was like, oh, okay, I got nothing to complain about. I mean, you know, after a while, you know, how many of your medical providers are going to show up to work the next day? You know, there's only so much people could take. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, how do I make sure I get in? How do I, well, as this medical environment changes, and it is either going to go to a very stark socialized medicine plan, or it'll turn the opposite, where insurance companies are going to go by the wayside except for catastrophic, and you will basically have these HRA accounts that the employer puts money into for basic office visits and basic medical needs. Prescription drugs aren't going to cost $600 a pop. All right? Competition is going to drive the price down. All right? If a company wants you to buy their antibiotic over somebody else, they're going to advertise specials. They're going to have coupons. They're going to bring their price down. Same thing with medical providers. Rather than an office visit costing $300, you're going to see more $50 office visits out there, maybe even less. And so if we get rid of that middleman insurance company and we just have direct, you know, consumer to doctor, I understand for catastrophic and cancer treatment and accidents, I get that. There's going to need to be something. But there's going to be a lot more competition. And with that, it's going to be very interesting to see who gets into the doctor and who the doctor sees or medical provider sees. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So eating red hot chili peppers has been found to reduce death by 13%. Now, researchers from the University of Vermont looked at data of over 16,000 Americans and found a 13% lower mortality in those who ate red hot chili peppers, especially when it came to heart disease and stroke. The study was published in the medical journal Plus One. Now, this isn't the first time we've heard that hot and spicy food could decrease mortality. Back in December, researchers from Germany found that capsaicin, which is kind of what gives food that fiery kick, was found to inhibit a tumor growth factor, especially in breast cancer. So capsaicin may be anti-cancer. In 2015, I like it when somebody has that sort of a political view of being anti-cancer. I think that's very cool because we could agree on that, you know? Yeah. All right, so it inhibits tumor growth. Then in 2015, There was a study published in the British Medical Journal found that those who ate spicy food more than 1 to 2 times a week were 14% less likely to die than those who ate spicy food less than once a week. So I guess the researchers have been looking at how capsaicin affects these transient receptor potential channels. These mediate taste and pressure and vision, and so they're pretty significant in relaying messages to the brain. And so maybe what's happening is this capsaicin is turning around and sending messages to the body to maybe dilate blood vessels, improve blood flow, fight abnormal cells that are going rogue that could be cancerous. In the study, they found that those who ate a diet high in red hot chili peppers were, quote, younger, male, white, Mexican-American, married, smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, consume more vegetables and meats, had lower HDL cholesterol, lower income, and less education. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second, Dahlia. So these guys were smoking cigarettes. They had lower HDL, which is protective cholesterol. It kind of helps get rid of LDL, the bad cholesterol in the system, in the bloodstream, and bring it to the liver to be degraded. That should actually put somebody at higher risk of heart disease. But the fact that these guys were eating red hot chili peppers and they found lower heart disease risk in this group meant there's got to be something to the hot chili peppers. Now, one thing I'm always concerned about is your gastroesophageal reflux disease. All right, I don't like recommending that people eat spicy because I'm so worried about esophageal cancer, so worried about stomach cancer, I'm worried about colon cancer. Now, there have been discussions that, you know, maybe spicy food could be linked to colon cancer, but we don't have a huge preponderance of evidence. There's actually, it seems to be more articles out there and studies talking about how spicy food lowers cancer risk than increases cancer risk. So if you have an ulcer, if you have heartburn or gastroesophageal reflux disease, and you're told to not eat spicy food, go with that. Okay, we definitely don't want to contradict any of the gastrointestinal doctors, because I got to tell you, I can't handle spicy food either. But if you don't suffer from those, and it shouldn't so much, spicy food shouldn't so much cause it as much as it could accelerate it and exacerbate it. But this capsaicin, right, may be one of the 2017 ingredients of superfoods, right? When we start to look at, you know, our big superfood list of 2017, I think they've been talking about quinoa and flaxseed. They've been talking about those for years, and nobody's excited about it. But maybe red hot chili peppers may be one of the new superfoods. So very, very cool. Plus, by the way, they found that spicy food lowers obesity. Now, or prevents obesity. I'm not surprised, because whenever I eat something spicy, I have to stop eating. And, you know, I'm wondering if that's a very, very good dietary technique. You know, on one end, if the food is bland, you don't want to eat it. Okay, make the food bland. But if the food is spicy, you have to stop. Okay, I don't like that. I had a bowl of chili, okay, over the weekend. And I was, you know, I've been still dealing with the sinus infection, and I didn't feel good. Okay, and, I mean, you know, it was football, it was playoffs. I'm in bed eating some chili. And we made it without beans, okay, because I don't like to stop eating my chili to spit out the bean. I just don't like beans, okay? Now, so the chili was basically meat and spices and all sorts of yummy, all right? But it was spicy. Now, I could just sit there and bowl through a bowl of meat, okay, and I could scarf that sucker down in 5 seconds flat. But when it was spicy, I had to slow down. And when I had to slow down, I didn't finish it. So that may be the reason why we may see spicy food, you know, contributing to weight loss, is because you just, you know, your body's like, okay, everybody hold the phone. Okay, there's something spicy here. Let's figure this out. Let's get some water, right? You drink a lot of water when you eat spicy food. Or maybe you've taken a milkshake, but water may be less caloric. So it's very interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so menopause evolved, right? Because we needed to stop women from being a sexual threat. Researchers from the University of Exeter suggest that when older females reproduce alongside their daughters, the young calves are more likely to die. And they studied this with female killer whales. They say female killer whales go through menopause in their 30s, even though they could live to their 90s. Darren Croft, who led the study, said females of many species act as leaders in late life, but continue to reproduce. Our new work provides a mechanism that can explain why old females stop reproducing. Old, they lose out in reproductive competition with their daughters. Oh, okay, they have a picture of two whales mating. That, you know, the two whales look like they're mating above do whales mate above the water so they could breathe with their blowhole? Yeah, they're just out there in the open, like so everybody could see. Excuse me, I got, you know, kids, kitty cats, they don't need to see that stuff. Previous studies have shown that older females played an important leadership role in the family, but this alone did not explain why they would stop reproducing themselves. The researchers suggested that conflict between generations, known as the reproductive conflict, could explain an explanation using a unique long-term data set on wild resident killer whales in the Pacific Northwest. The researchers confirmed that older females are more closely related to their kinship group than young females are. So researchers suggest that this imbalance between generations means that when older and younger females reproduce at the same time, the calves of the old generation females are 1.7 times more likely to die than the calves of the younger females. And you know what? I get that, okay? I don't have a daughter. I have sons. All right? But I get that. Let's say there was somebody, let's say Tom Brady, okay, who I believe is going to be 40, okay? So I'm not cougaring him if that was the case, right? All right, so let's say Tom Brady's around. Okay, and I see him, yet I have a daughter, let's say, who's 18. And that, now, most likely Tom Brady would probably prefer the 18-year-old, but let's say he can't decide. With all my years of wisdom, I think I would know exactly what Tom Brady would like. First, my breasts are deflated, so I think I'd probably prefer those, all right? Second, is, you know, when you've been out there and, you know, you know what to do. We're very crafty the older we are, which is why cougars are so successful. You know, young men are like, I don't understand why somebody would be into, you know, a woman in her 40s or 50s, these young guys, because women in their 40s and 50s, okay, you know, they know stuff, right? And, you know, many times, we don't have to have that promise of, okay, yes, you'll marry me, you'll be with me the rest of your life. Sometimes that's exactly what the guy wants. All right? And so we women learn how to play the game from all the games played upon us when we were younger. So absolutely we're a threat. We can very easily take the guys away from these young girls that need to, you know, propagate the population. So I get that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Sorry, Tom. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So if antibiotics will not kill superbugs, what will? Now, this woman in Reno, Nevada that died of this bacteria infection that was quote-unquote incurable scares the heck out of a lot of us, and we reported this last week. Apparently, she was in India. She sustained a femur fracture, which is the big major bone in her thigh, okay? She subsequently got an infection, okay, from what we understand, an infection in the bone. Right? For some reason, she lived in Reno, Nevada after her few year stint in India and presented to the hospital in August. She had an infection of a CRE, a carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, that is a type of bacteria that is resistant to some of the fanciest of antibiotics, the carbapenem. The exact bacteria was known as Klebsiella pneumonia, even though it wasn't a pneumonia infection. It was a Klebsiella. Pneumonia is the name of the bacteria. Just like Haemophilus influenza cause is a bacterial infection, even though it has influenza in the name. In science, they do that on purpose. I don't know why. They just don't make it easy. I don't get it. The CDC has been monitoring these superbugs, these carbapenem-resistant enterobacters, these CREs, for a while. I believe there's a few hundred cases already going on in the United States. But I don't believe there's one that was resistant to the 14 antibiotics in the hospital, or 26 antibiotics total, we're being told. Now, this woman was in her 70s, was obviously pan-resistant to every antibiotic tested, and subsequently she died in September. Now, I guess superbugs have been pretty rampant in India and pretty common. And the CDC obviously has been tracking these cases as they come here to the United States, or as we've been creating our own superbugs. But it shows us how powerless we are. And I wrote an article on this. Go to my website at drdahlia.com or go to drdahlia.wordpress.com. So, I've been saying this for years. Nature will always outsmart man. The man will always win. There's this Yiddish saying, man dinks and God links, meaning man works and God laughs. Okay? Because nature or God, you know, is still ultimately in control, no matter what you believe, depending on how you look at it. And so here we are, you have a pathogen, you have a bug. And nature, its design is to live. Okay, so you make an antibiotic that kills it. All right? You know, the ones that don't die from it are going to make progeny and become stronger. So let's say you blast a whole bunch of, a surface of bacteria with one of those Purells or antimicrobial cleaners. The bacteria that survived that going, well, that was nothing. You know, while all my friends died, apparently I have some genetic material that made me resistant. The bugs that didn't died, but the ones that were resistant start to divide and make progeny that are resistant. And it's that simple. It's that simple in nature. Finally, something simple. So, since the birth of antibiotics back in 1928, with Sir Alexander Fleming's discovery of penicillin, we keep trying to make them stronger, and we still try to make them shrewder than the bacteria. And we're at the point now where we have some of the superest, fanciest, most expensive antibiotics, and we still have bacteria that will outsmart them. So maybe the antibiotics aren't always the way to go. Maybe what we're doing is we're fueling the fire. You know, we've seen those movies where they say, there was this movie Evolution. And I guess somebody threw a cigarette onto the microbe, and it got worse. And they go, you see, fire is fueling it. Right? Or you'll see some of these Greek mythology movies where you cut off an arm, and then it turns around and grows too. That's what we're dealing with these microbes. Now, we still need to research, and we still need to develop super antibiotics, which I think got slowed down because of the Affordable Care Act. Okay, we need pharmaceutical companies to make these drugs. And telling them they're not going to make money or they're not going to be able to sell it, all right, really puts us in a bind. So, we got to find a fine line where pharmaceutical companies aren't charging an arm and a leg for a medication that they don't have to, but they also feel incentivized enough to put the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars in years into developing fancier drugs. That's going to be for Trump and the new administration to decide as they start to transform the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare into something that hopefully is more digestible for all of us. So, if we want to think ahead, we should look back. Now, you know, I like to study medical history. All right, so silver came to mind right away. During the Roman Empire, Middle Ages, silver was used as a healing agent. We talked about on Pawn Stars how silver nitrate was used to cure gonorrhea. We used to treat it for syphilis as well. We would inject silver nitrate into the penis, so it was a direct sort of treatment at the time, since they didn't have antibiotics. Because that was so caustic and so painful, it eventually was replaced by colloidal silver, and then gonorrhea was treated with antibiotics once the advent of penicillin. Now, 2013, I apologize, fix your radios, people. 2013, researchers at Boston University discovered why silver was so antibacterial. It wasn't that, okay, yeah, we notice it works, so it works, but why? And they found that silver did a variety of things to bacteria. It interfered with the cell metabolism. It messed up its wall, right? And it was very toxic to bacteria. Now, mind you, it could be toxic to regular healthy cells as well. But a non-toxic form to us that is toxic to a bacterial wall that could break down the wall, prevent it from dividing properly or sticking and setting up shop, could be very, very effective. Now, remember last fall we were talking about Tasmanian devils? They had this tumor that was growing on their face, and many of these Tasmanian devils were dying. Well, researchers from Sydney University found a protein in the milk. And the reason why they studied Tasmanian devil milk is because the very young baby devils, who obviously have a weak and immature immune system, were withstanding the superbug that was killing the parents. So they were like, what the hell is going on with these babies? How are these babies living when this epidemic is killing the mommies and daddies? And it's because the milk had antimicrobial peptides called these cathelicidins. And they found in the lab that it could kill MRSA, the methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, vancomycin-resistant enterococcus. These are big, bad bugs. So mammal milk may have the answer to fighting superbugs. 2008, researchers at University College London found a laser-activated dye to kill a wide variety of bacteria. This is pretty, pretty cool. I call it a Da Vinci meets Star Wars. But you have a dye that goes into the system, and then you activate it with a laser to kill the bacteria. That's very, very cool. All right? Then, researchers last fall created the multivalent adhesion molecule 7, MAM, which basically essentially blinded bacteria, preventing it from sticking to the host and spreading. So now we're doing antibiotic methods that we could use to prevent bacteria from sticking and spreading. Also, what about vaccination? Okay, let's boost our immune system by protecting us against pneumonia like we have with the Pneumovax, Prevnar, PCV13, meningitis, and we're going to be talking about meningitis in the next hour. We may have an outbreak in California we're going to talk about. Tetanus, vaccination against the flu, vaccination against these bugs, flu's virus, but still, has been shown to be very effective. So if we have superbugs out there, we need to develop vaccines against these superbugs. And maybe that may be the way to go. Something generic enough where even if the superbug mutates, it'll still nail it. Or boost our immune system. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.